Listeners to Radio Miraya, welcome to this special discussion from Addis Ababa. I'm here, Gabriel Joseph Shadar, and I'm here with a group of civil society activists from two different civil society groups. One group is the South Sudan Women Coalition, and the other is the South Sudan Civil Society Forum. Both groups are here, and they are lobbying for the implementation of the peace agreement, and also during the second phase of the revitalization forum here in Addis Ababa. With me here are four of them, and I would give them the chance to introduce themselves briefly, and so that the listeners know their voices when they speak. Let me start from my right hand.
My name is Zainab Yassim, a member of Women Coalition.
Welcome, Zainab Yassim. Yes?
Yes, my name is Wane Michael. I'm the Executive Director of Africa OK Foundation. Member of the Civil Society Forum, representing youth.
Welcome, Wane Michael.
Yeah, my name is Lorna James Ilia, and I'm the Secretary General for Voice for Change, and a member of the Women Coalition, who came to Addis to provide technical support for the women who are delegates to the talks.
Welcome, Lorna.
I'm John Penn. I'm a member of the technical team to the talks, and I come from East Africa. I'm a member of Anataban and the civil society from outside.
Yes. Welcome, Zainab, Wane, Lorna, and John. And let's have your quick views on what you expect and what you need to happen during this second phase of the revitalization forum. Ustaza Zainab.
شكراً جزيلاً يا راديو مرايا. أنا توقعاتي أو توقعات نساء الجنوب إنه في إحياء السلام، لأنه الاتفاقية في الأول ما مشت بطريقة المفروض يكون، فحصل إنه إحياء السلام، إحياء الاتفاقية. فإحياء الاتفاقية أنا متوقع إنه الناس تصل للسلام، لأنه البلد محتاج للسلام.
Now, Mr. Mike, Wane Michael.
Thank you very much. As a young person and as youth, we expect that this forum should be able to fundamentally address the problems that we are facing at home. We wanted the guns must go silent, and we expect from this forum a sustainable peace. We do not want a peace that is not sustainable. So we hope that this forum also will be able to address some of the issues that the young people are also facing in regards to conflict. To mention but a few, you know, the young people are the one fighting for these political elites. So we also wanted some of these issues that the young people are having should be possibly put on table during the time of negotiation. However, as young people, we expect that this forum must be able to bring peace, because our people are tired and we do not want the conflict to continue.
Lorna?
I just wanted to add my voice to what has been said by my colleagues. I think the objective and the expectation of the coalition, and the reason that we are here, is that we expect that we will go from here with peace for the people of South Sudan. Because we've already gone deep, and we cannot go deeper than this. We've already had enough, and we are tired, and we really feel that it's about time that we give the people of South Sudan peace, so that our children can go to school, so that we can be able to eat, so that we can be able to enjoy our country. And this is why the women have decided to form this coalition and to consolidate their efforts in order to ensure that our expectations are met.
Yes, John?
Yeah, Joseph, thank you. Our expectations, which is the expectation of the people we represent who are on the ground, some of them are listeners to Mirai FM, is that this forum, the revitalization forum of the agreement, should first silence the guns, as the cessation of hostilities agreement was signed on the 21st of December last year. We expect the guns to be silenced as the talks are going on. So that was our first expectation, so that death is stopped on the ground, and the suffering, unnecessary suffering, And then the second one is that the forum should come up with the concrete agreement that is implementable on the ground so that the war stopped. So we wanted to go down back to our people with a document that we are going to preach to them about the peace agreement, about the implementation process. So during the talks, lastly, I expected the good mood of peace among the delegates. I expected them to be mingling together, to be doing one thing as South Sudanese. So this is my expectation. I don't want to see walkouts and whatever, and accusation, violation, and all these
groups in these forums. And they are coming with many, many views. It is even, it's not helpful even to mention what views are coming from which parties in this. But given all these groups, given all these expectations,
yes.
Thanks. Listen straight away. This is me, Gabriel Joseph Shadara. I'm talking here to a group of civil society activists who are here in Addis Ababa on the sidelines of the High Level Revitalization Forum for the Peace Agreement in South Sudan. And I have with me here Mr. Wani Michael from the South Sudan Civil Society Forum, Zainab Yassina from the South Sudan Women Collision, Lona James Elia from the South Sudan Women Collision, and also John Penn from the South Sudan Civil Society Forum. And also they have their own capacities as leaders in their own respective civil societies agreements. Now, let us see some of the developments. And of course, it's very difficult to ignore what has happened today. And today we had this move out from, or a move out from the talks by the SPLM, SPLA-I, or the faction led by Riek Machar, which is represented here by Angelina Teng, and they walked out. And the reason that has been given, according to what has been reported, because we are waiting also from the mediators to tell us what is happening and their respective. But what we have seen, we can confirm that people have walked out and the session has been adjourned. And we are all here talking about the need for peace. So whatever justification has been given for the walkout, one of the reasons is the violation of cessation of hostilities, and which is being continuing according to the reports coming from the SPLM, SPLA-IO. I'm not proposing here, but what are the, I'm not assuming, what are the possible repercussions of this round of peace talks might not continue because of the reasons that have been said and reported? Let me start with Wani. Yes.
Thank you very much. I think one of the challenges to the peace agreement that was signed in 2015 was the challenge that people can violate the agreement the way they want, and there were no primitive measures put in place. For example, if I decide to do something out of the agreement, I have nobody who will hold me accountable. So there was no aspect of accountability in the implementation mechanism. So that was one of the fundamental challenges to the peace agreement. That's why you saw reports by CITESAM, reports by JEMEC, or people who have violated the cessation of hostilities, but these people are not being held accountable. So that was the biggest challenge to the peace agreement that was signed in 2015. Again, when you look at the cessation of hostilities agreement that was signed last year, as my colleague John Penn said, it was to silence the gun. It was to provide an environment that the warring parties can come together and negotiate and talk on the issues that they feel that should be improved on the peace agreement. So the cessation of hostilities that was signed last year fundamentally was meant to silence the guns. It is on record that CITESAM have released a number of reports of violations of the parties that signed the cessation of hostilities. So these reports came out. Up to today, up to now, we have never had any official communication from IGAD or from AU, the only communication we had was that they will be taking measures on anybody who will be spoiling the peace of the people of South Sudan. But those measures have not been put in place.
Yeah.
So our worry is that because what we know is that this morning they're supposed to go and talk about the chapter 2,
yes,
which is about permanent ceasefire and transitional security arrangement.
Yeah.
And I think the other group thought it wise for themselves that they cannot continue with the talks when the cessation of hostilities have been violated.
Yeah.
So it is worrying, and we are concerned. As a civil society organization, we're really concerned that this issue must be taken so serious and should be taken care of so that they can go back and resume the talk. So we are urging the mediators and even the other opposition and the government, if there is a way that can be, we can find a way for them to go back and start to discuss some of the issues that they felt should be addressed.
Yeah.
Can I just jump in here as well?
Yeah.
As my colleague said, this is what we heard in the morning. But if it is true that there is a violation of the COH, we really condemn that, because we've signed the agreement, and both of us and all of us are responsible, and we are supposed to respect. And if we violate, we really violate it, then we condemn the violation. But I also wanted to raise one thing with the CITISAM. I think CITISAM has been very slow in terms of monitoring and in terms of verifying what is going in the field and in terms of also reporting. And this is making it difficult for us as civil society organization to be able to respond or to be able to give a feedback. And we are not sure whether they're really working also with some of our colleagues who are actually in these areas in order for them to be alert, in order for them to know what is going on. So we are really urging CITISAM that CITISAM should improve its mechanism of verification, monitoring, and also of sharing the violation.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing that, it will also help us as civil society.
And issue of access also.
And issues of access, yeah. And it will help us as civil society to be able to take it up. But we are hearing rumors, and we don't have facts. And without facts, of course, we'll not be able to give any input or to make any contribution.
Mm-hmm.
So we really urge CITISAM that they should pull their socks, and they should really prove that they are in the ground and that they are able to give us information in a timely way.
Yes.
Yeah. This morning, we witnessed the walking out of the talks hall, which is the discussion of Chapter 2, security arrangement, by the opposition, SPLM, SPLAIO. They have their own justification, because they have been complaining. We met them several times. They complained that we are talking while the fighting is going on. They reported fighting around Koch and around Nasser last night or evening. So they said, we can't discuss cessation of hostilities or transitional arrangement on security when we actually are fighting on the ground. So there's no need talking and fighting at the same time. Well, that is their side, and they have all the rights to pull out or stay in and whatever. What we condemn as civil society, and I'm sorry to use the word condemn, because in my book that I've just shown you, I have condemned the word condemned in the poetry of the assassination, one of the titles of my poetry book. So I don't know, I'm not going to use the word condemn, but I feel very bad when I see the talks delaying, being adjourned indefinitely without the date, like in the afternoon or next today. I don't understand. So in this case, I am of the opinion that IGAD should style up their way of mediation. They should also make parties commit to the document. There's no way we pass over some parts of the document, like declaration of principles, that put strict measures to somebody who will violate the agreement. If we don't do that, somebody will violate it, would fight. Any party can fight, can cause a mayhem on the ground as it is happening. So what the way forward I'm seeing is, in the talks, is not to pull out, not to go back home. Because going back home means going to fight, going to suffer, going to do this. So that the first thing is that we go back, whether as South Sudanese, as Zainab said before, or as the region together with South Sudanese, and we find a way to sign the cessation of hostilities agreement principles and respect that part which says you must be punished when you violate the agreement, like what is happening on the ground. The last part, I'm still going back to my fellow South Sudanese, they should withdraw what encourages these mediators to continue violating the agreement. If, for example, I read on Facebook today somebody mobilizing the civil society, so-called civil society in his state, and saying they are demonstrating against Americans' arms embargo on South Sudan, they want guns. When they hear this and they see these pictures of people demonstrating, like today Upper Nile civil society, so-called, was on the street yesterday, then they know that people are behind them and they continue doing what they like. So any opposition supporter, any government supporter, going behind these people to encourage them hold guns against us is a violation of the agreement itself. So we, the citizens of South Sudan, are violating the agreement when we go on the street and say we want guns. Guns mean sovereignty and whatever. But when we want food, actually, and then we want peace, mm-hmm. and then we're saying we want guns. So this violation is done by the citizens themselves. What I mean is the citizens should withdraw their support. Don't go to the street. Don't pick up guns to fight on behalf of an uncle. Don't accept to be used as a propaganda machine by the party. These are the things we should be resorting to. We withdraw immediately. That is a punitive measure, I'm saying. The punitive measure should be given to the citizens of South Sudan. They withdraw their support, and they don't go on the street. They don't go to fight. They don't go to insult on behalf of the parties. If we do this, the parties will remain alone and will accept to talk. Mm-hmm. But when we back them up on the streets, colors, they continue doing what they like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Sadi Zainab.
في الحقيقة يعني مرات بيغلب زول عشان يقول أو يتكلم في حاجة الحاصل في البلد يعني خلينا نشيل من زميل الحسن يعني كون زول يمشي يشجع مواطنين عشان يطلعوا مظاهرة على أساس إنه يتحصلوا على سلاح ياتوا سلاح اللي إحنا دايرين نسكتوا ياتوا سلاح اللي قاعد يقتلنا ياتوا سلاح اللي ياتوا اللي إحنا عايزين نجيب زيادة وإحنا جعانين مواطنين ده مفروض يطلعوا يقولوا احنا دايرين اكل دايرين مويه دايرين نور دايرين تعليم لاولادنا هم ذاته يعني مفروض يفكروا في التنميه على اي حال يعني انا بعتبر انه ده استغلال للمواطن ذاته يعني يستغلوا مواطن عشان يطلع في مظاهره بالشكل ده خلينا نرجع تاني لسيتيزن وإيجاد أنا في حقيقة ما قريت المنديت على الدوم عشان يتابعوا المناقشات دي لو كان مثلا الدوم لو أنا شايفة إنه لو كان الدوم منديت اللي يتابعوا مناقشات بس باستماع على جنوبين يعملوا دايرينه أفتكر كان ما في داعي له أنا بشوف إنه ما في داعي له لا سيتيزان لا إيجاد لأنه لو أنا جيت عشان أتابع ناس اثنين نفر بالشكل لازم أدي رأي على أساس إنه كيف هم يمشوا في طريقة المفروض إحنا لأنه كلنا بنسعى على السلام وده حاجة اللي بيطلع من كل جهة الماسك سلاح ولا الماسك شنو ولا ماسك قلمه كلهم عايزين سلام طب انت ليه بتشجعوا انه يعمل مظاهرة انت ليه بتخلي انه يعني ما تتابع الخطوات المفروض قلنا to release the prisoners ما حصل كله قلنا وقف اطلاق النار لسه قاعدين نعملها طب احنا جايين له ما كان ما نجي
yeah.
كان دايرين نستمر
yeah.
فأنا بشوف أنا بكرر الكلام ده إنه حقه جنوبيين يقعدوا براهم زي ما قبل في زول يتكلم إنه ناس زي الأخوان إحنا لو ما بيجينا أخوان إحنا نسابة لو ما بيجينا نسابة إحنا زملاء في المدارس إحنا زملاء من نفس المنطقة إحنا كله ده كله مطابق للجنوبيين أنا بيألمني زيادة لما أمشي في صالة أشوف نفس الناس اللي بيشاكلوا على عاملين هزة في جنوب السودان بيسالموا بيضحكوا بتضحكوا على منو على الشعب تضحكوا على منو على نفسك أنا متأكد أنت ذاتك واقف هنا ده أختك هناك تعبانة أمك هناك تعبان أخوك تعبان جدك تعبان أي زول تعبان الناس المفروض يكونوا شوية serious. We have to take it in serious way. We have to speak our mind and tell exactly what is the problem. يعني هم ذاته بيخلونا إنه نفكر إنه ذاته ما حاجة ده الكرسي كان هم فوقه في حاجة تانية. خلوهم يورونا يقولوا لنا إحنا مشينا غابة عشان كده، إحنا بنعارض عشان ننزل من الكراسي عشان كده. ده بيكون وعده. ويدوا فرصة ذاته للشعب عشان يتكلم، لكن الشعب ده يتكلم ما بيدوا فرصة. بالعكس بيشجعوا الشعب زي الشباب مثلا بيشيلون ودون غابة عشان يحاربوا شباب التعبانين. شباب حسيب مثلا أتكلم في منطقة جوبا ولا توريد، الشباب منتهين، شباب منتهين في شراب في كلام فوضى. حسي في جوبا الناس ما منتبهة، جوبا حسي دخلت فيها مخدرات كثيرة، في جوبا حسي شباب منتهين وبيحصل حوادث. هل الناس ما منتبهين لكلامنا؟ ف السيتيزم مشكلتهم انهم ما بيدوا معلومات في نفس الوقت، بعدين بيستنوا من رومس. واي ويتين فور ذا رومس، انت جسم رسمي مرشح انك تعمل الشغل ده، ما يكون عندك ناس قاعدين في المناطق دي عشان تدي معلومه صح في نفس الوقت، وانت زول الثاني المفروض تسمع انه انا ماشي غلط اصحح نفسي.
أستاذ زينب، شكرا لحديثك. Listeners to Radio Mira, this is me, Gabriel Joseph Shadar, and I'm here hosting a group of civil society activists on the sidelines of the High Level Revitalization Forum for the Peace Agreement in South Sudan. With me are Wani, Michael, Zainab Yassin, Lona James, and John Penn. The women are part of the South Sudan Women Coalition, and the men are a part of the South Sudan Civil Society Forum. And we have just talked about what is happening here in Addis Ababa. We commented on the walkout by the opposition that is led by Riek Machar, that is the SPLM-SPLA-IO. They walked out citing continued violations of the cessation of hostilities agreement on the ground. We are yet to receive, of course, reports confirming which either of the denying or the party that is reporting. But we are also discussing the prospects of what might happen to the peace process in the country. We have heard from them so far. And let us see also if the country and the government and the people of South Sudan are risking also a return to war, given this stage now where people are going out. What does it mean? Does it mean, okay, if violations are happening, we are not talking, and then, okay, we go back, we fight, or it's a tactical pressure on the mediators, like you're saying, and a tactical pressure on the other party in the peace talks so that they come. Then I want also your quick comments on the idea, Zainab, you just mentioned that there is a proposal. I mean, there is a need for South Sudan that needs to talk alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And this has been said, and people are saying peace will not come from outside.
Yeah.
But this seems also to be rhetoric, because I know one of the people in the peace themselves, they said, okay, we talked since 2013 and 14. For 2 years, we could not reach agreement. And that means South Sudanese don't want to agree. Yeah? That is some reality maybe we should look into. So this is being repeated again, and it's being proposed by the church. The church will be leading that facilitation. We don't know if it will carry on this week or another time. But how do you look at this prospect? What is the chance, really, South Sudanese can really agree if they are left alone? Like the example they met in 91, they met in Chugdum, and they met in Rumbek alone, and they agreed. Why can't they do it now? Yeah? Any one of you can start. Why?
Yes, thank you very much. I think we had a conversation on that yesterday. We tried to elaborate more on that. And I think as a country, since we got independent, we do not have a national conversation on issues. Our conversations has been about power, who is getting what, but as a country, we do not have the opportunity to talk about ourselves. And one of the fundamental issues that we wanted us to have a conversation is, first of all, what define us as a country? What are those things that can define us as a South Sudan? We are, hopefully, if we have a peace agreement, we are going to have a permanent constitution drafting process. We need to have a conversation on what system of governance do we want as a country. So I really believe, and I strongly believe that, as our mama have said, that yes, we can have this agreement signed here, but as a country, we really need to have a conversation, a national conversation that involves everybody on board, so that we really look at the issues that we have at hand and how we can address some of these issues, whether related to governance, whether related to service delivery, whether they are related to local peace initiatives. So I am really in a suggestion that, yes, let's have this peace agreement from Addis Ababa, but then when we go back home, we really need to have a national conversation. And I think there has been agreement on the national dialogue concept, but then there were disagreement on the structure itself, how we're supposed to, the structure is to look like and how it's supposed to be run. So there is a disagreement along that right line. But if you talk to even the opposition group, they said, we want a national dialogue, we want a national conversation. So I really strongly believe that after this process, as a country, we must talk. Because if we don't talk, again, we'll have some people who decide and say, because we are setting a very wrong line, that if I want to get position in government, I must go to the booth. Yeah. I must mobilize the, my fellow youth. And So let's have a conversation and talk about these issues, because the issues have been centered towards power. Let's have issues that are centered on people.
Yeah.
And that you're taking conversation to the people. You go to the Payam, you go to the Bomas, you go to the states where you have people start to do conversation from the very lower level of governance before you bring them up.
Yeah.
But our conversation has been Juba-centered, national-centered. But
I think that's a bigger picture one is talking about.
Yeah.
But what we were talking about, as you asked before, is the proposal that was raised yesterday in the joint prayer session by the South Sudanese parties, the delegates. General Majer from the government delegation actually raised it, and it was seconded by Bishop Enoch and the rest of the members, that we asked a day like today to pull back from the talks at South Sudanese.
Mm.
We were expecting actually today this workout should have not happened. We had taken it quickly last night.
Mm.
Then we asked IGAD, give us mandate so that we continue with the spirit of yesterday. We shed a lot of tears yesterday. We had a self-condemnation in front of the God of our God. Today I expected us, as we supported yesterday, to walk back to that hall and talk about ourselves. What have we done wrong and all this? So if that is what we wanted before we go back to IGAD's hall, we wanted it immediately here. That could set the example and the face about the national dialogue we were talking about back home. So what I'm still pressing against is that we walk back to IGAD with our complaints. No, we have a lot of fire in us. So let's go to a separate place in the hall alone. We vomit this fire on Joseph, on John Payne, and all this. When we have vomited all this debt, then we go back now with a resolution. How do we start? So that IGAD can see us talk. But there, when we want to vomit fire, IGAD say, no, this is against peace spirit. This is not diplomatic. So there's no talk going on because people are being suppressed to say what is on their heart. People like Angelina, who just came back from the bush and all these, wants to say how she was chased and all this. We want to say this alone, not in front of IGAD. So that is the first one, the stage one. Of course, this is more uniting to South Sudanese than the national dialogue going on in Juba. Because that one going on in Juba is being stage managed by one side. So when we want to talk about the national dialogue, let us talk about it, actually. As people, this national dialogue is not national enough to bring peace agreement, the one going on in South Sudan. So my last line is that we want to discuss our own issues first, in our own hall, so that we remove the fire, then we go back to the talks. Of course, you know, Joseph, this hotel, when you move in the evening, you go to this street.
Yeah.
The girls who are lining up here, a lot of them are South Sudanese. Somebody told me yesterday that there are South Sudanese there. You go and see those girls. They're selling themselves for food because they want to survive. These are the people we want to rescue. We talk about them, not the position of the minister that has been estranged or displaced. It is the position of this girl who is selling herself on the street instead of going back home to help the mother or run the, her own life back home. If we can see our sisters lining up for us in Addis Ababa. That is a challenge to people talking here.
Also.
Yeah, this is a challenge. My heart is broken when I see them lining up for the peace talks delegates to sell themselves for money.
Yeah,
anyone of you.
To add into this, that one of the challenges that we have as civil society, and particularly the women group, is the access to our people. In the past, we are allowed to be in the corridors, so that if there is a boiling issue, then you are able to contain and talk. But this time, IGAD has really confined the negotiation and the discussion, and even the environment around, only to the negotiators. And that has made it difficult for us. For example, if we were there this morning, who are in the corridors, maybe as these people coming out, we can pursue them and say, this is not the best option for you to walk out. Remember your sisters, remember your daughters. Please go back and you will bring this and ask and bring this so that you ask for a solution. Because walking out, yes, there's a protest. It might be good, but it might not solve the problem. We would have confined, maybe asked them to go back. But because we are not there, we are very far, we are just told that they already walked away, and now to go and get them because they have to converge for their meetings, it becomes a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
We do appreciate the role that IGAD is playing and the role that AU as well is playing. But we are also saying that since this issue is concerning us, we should be allowed to play a part. Because at the end of the day, the civil society, once this peace agreement is signed, it will be us to safeguard and follow up and ensure that the parties to the agreement adhere and implement their role and ensure that it is implemented.
Yes.
And I think this is what we just wanted to bring it along. Mm-hmm. And that does not withstand the fact that, yes, the issue is attention, and that it has to take time or take a process. We do agree. But the reason why we are anxious is because our people are suffering. The reasons why we want to go, we are doing the same thing. We want to see something come out of this process. We don't want to go back and we go again to another cycle of war. We want to agree on things, and of course most of the things will be agreed on back home. So we don't want them to misunderstand and say that our expectations are too high. Our expectations are not too high, but we also want
this was supposed to happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, so Zainab.
Yes. Thank you. حاجة لهم بيستغرب إنه عندنا اتفاقيات قبل كده نجحت حتى لو كان نجحت لفترة بسيطة لكن كانت فيها لمسة يعني احنا كجنوبين انا مثلا كزول عشرتة او محاضرمة لسياسات الماشية في الجنوب اتفاقيات دي سببها اللي حصلت قبل كده لما الناس رجعت من الغابة رجعت كلها سلم السلاح وكل زول رجع في محل شغله القديم كويس ما في زول تابع زول معين ولا كان في زول تابع فلان ولا فلان لانه كان الـ M1 for South Sudan to have the peace وكتاك لكن في وقتنا الحس ده اختلف كل واحد جاء من محله بجيش جيت وراه ولما يجي يتناقش في طاولة المحادثة بيكون عارف نفسه انه لو حتى لو خالف عنده ناس والنظام عندنا مستعد انه تستوعب ناس ده لو حصل سلام الآن داير أقوله إنه تأخير دائما في أي إجراء بيخلق خلل لو مثلا كان الخروج مبارح لما مرقنا من الصلوات والرغبة اللي كان موجود في داخل الناس كان ده وقت المناسب مش كان ذاته يمشي لبكرة الصباح كان ممكن مبارح ده في نفس الوقت الناس تقعد تتكلم لأن كنا كلنا جنوبيين حتى لو كان في أجانب زي 3-4 كان ممكن يطلعوا يخلونا إحنا بنروح أكان ربنا جوانا نقدر نتكلم. وزي ما زميلتي قالت إنه ناس أفريكان يونيون وإيجاد خلونا بعيد سيفل سوسايتي يا جماعة. في 5 بيلس يعني مفروض الناس تحترمها، قال هي الدستور وبرلمان وقول معي تاني
جوديشري
غداء وبعدينك السيفل سوسايتي وإعلام. ده 5 بيلس اللي بوقف الدولة. لو أنت ما بتحترم سيفل سوسايتي بتاعتك أو زول ما بيحترم سيفل سوسايتي في حياة الدولة بيخلق خلل ولا إعلام. الاثنين أساسيين في وقت الحالي بعد النقاش مفروض يكونوا في داخل القاعة يسمع. وإنت ممكن تعمل لهم لائحة إنهم حاجة الفلانة ما بتتكلم فيه حاجة كده ممكن، لكن هم يكونوا حضور لأنهم هم في الآخر حتى لو حصلت اتفاقية لو حصل سلام وإحنا مؤمنين إنه يحصل سلام ده الزول اللي حيجي يتابع هو سيفيل سوسايتي، هو المراقب للمواطن، هو المراقب للحكومة، هو المراقب للبرلمان، مراقب للغداء. لكن ده خلونا احنا قاعدين بعيدين، لكن ما مشكلة. بس احنا انه يعني بنطالب انه يدونا فرصتين نتكلم عن ناسنا كجنوبيين.
شكرا. شكرا. Listeners, Radio Miraya, this is the conclusion. We are concluding and I will give each of the participants about 30 seconds to say a quick message to the people back home. Yes, you're welcome. Any one of you can start.
Yes, sir. Thank you. My last words to our people is that we shouldn't lose hope, because all of us will leave, but our time will come and we'll have to go to our Creator, but South Sudan will still remain. So let's continue praying for peace. Let us continue to be watching. Let us join the campaign. There's a campaign called South Sudan is Watching. Let us continue watching at these leaders. And I really thank our people back home, because they've been following the events very closely in all the media houses. And we have been saying that this time, at least, people really wanted this peace process to be very successful. And we want to encourage them and let them watch so closely so that you see who is for peace and who is not for the peace.
Yeah.
So we want to encourage them. This is their process. This is not IGAD process. This is not the party's process. This is South Sudanese process. So, then also I want to encourage them. Let them hold their leaders accountable. If you are in a government-controlled area, if your leaders go back without peace, you need to ask them why, what happened. If you're in the non-government-controlled areas, you also need to ask your leaders why. And then if you're also having people representing you in Addis, when they go back, please ask them why you're coming home without peace. But however, let us all raise our voice that we needed peace in our country. And
I thank
them so much.
Thank you, Wani. Michael? Yes? Who else want to give a message?
My message is لأنه عندي غايدة كبيرة جدا زي ما تعرف يا أستاذ شدار. أنا بمثل رئيسة المرأة في جنوب السودان ودي شريحة كبيرة جدا. فأنا بطالب من النساء، ما في مرة تشتري في أي مظاهرة ما لم يجينا سلام. المظاهرة اللي أنا عايزة للنساء يطلعوا في ترحاب للسلام، ده اللي أنا عايزة. حاجة تانية، الدايلوج، أنا اشتركت في دايلوج كتير وأنا سمعت صوت النساء في دايلوج. الدايلوج ده مفروض يتوسع، وقبل ما أقول يتوسع مفروض الناس الموجودين في دايلوج يتابعوا الكلام الأول اللي هم قالوه للتكوين تحت المكتب ده. ما كان قالوا لهم يمشوا يقابلوا المواطنين. إحنا سيفل سوسايتي مفروض إحنا نمشي بالرسالة ده للمواطنين، نأخذ الرأي السليم من المواطنين، مش هم يمشوا يخلونا احنا كسيفل سوسايتي. لانه انا مجربه الحاجه دي في النساء، لما خلوني انه اقابل النساء واجيب ناس دايره كي يتكلم ويشرحوا المفهوم كان مثمر. فخلوهم ناس دايلوج يخلوا الحاجة دي يجهزوا أي ورق جاهز الخطوات المفروض يشتغلوا بها ويدوا سيفل سوسايتي عشان يشتغلوا في الحاجة دي والإعلام تشتغل. تدي يعني بنقدر نأخذ آراء الناس كلهم وما بس في داخل جوبا ولا داخل جنوب السودان, نطلع لخارج لمناطق اللاجئين, مناطق التواجد الجنوبيين في دول التانية. فمهمة جدا, ورسالتي إنه يعني إنه ناس ما تفقد الثقة إنه ما حيجي سلام.
شكرا لك أستاذة. Yes.
Thank you. My last word to the South Sudanese population are have been actually put forward by my colleagues, the representatives of the youth and women, and I have to actually emphasize on those messages. One, let them pull out from demonstration for we want guns to demonstration for we don't want guns, like we want peace. The demonstrations this time that should meet the parties going back home without peace is that we want peace, not we want guns or sovereignty, whatever they call it. Second, let them join us, the civil society, in carrying out the real message. We are going to distribute the message, the peace agreement. Let them stop propaganda, consuming propaganda from the parties. Each party gives out messages according to their own favor. And if they follow parties, they will get a wrong message and they will be told to go on the streets like they did in 2015, like they are doing now. They are told to go on the street on behalf of parties. We are the neutral party representing them and want to give out concrete messages of what we have seen. So let them join us. We have initiated what we call the e-delegates, the electronic delegates. Let everybody out there who has access to social media, to internet, be an electronic delegate to Addis Ababa. We have our common hashtag in the social media called South Sudan is watching. Let everybody join South Sudan is watching. We are going to update every day, like this gentleman standing behind you here, Bull Jacob, is actually updating what we are saying. So whatever will come out of the talks will go to South Sudan is watching, and let them watch that hashtag, South Sudan is watching. Let them join us in actually being delegates to the peace agreement, being distributors, disseminators of this document we are going to put out, and not from the parties. So let them join the talks online.
Thank you. Thank you, John Penn. Yes, Lona.
My message is that there is a beginning for everything and there is an end for everything. How hard it is, how long the road may be, it will come one day to an end. Women of South Sudan, children, brothers, my sisters, the elders, I want to urge you that don't lose hope. I think we are about almost to get there. And remember that peace cannot be achieved as easy as we think. We know that we have high expectation, but let's control our expectation and trust that peace will come, and indeed it will come one day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, the panelists in this forum. We are discussing here in Addis Ababa on the sidelines of the High-Level Revitalization Forum for the Peace Agreement. Thanks to Michael, Wani Michael, and John Penn from the South Sudan Civil Society Forum, and thanks to Zainab Yassin and Lona Jemesilia from the South Sudan Women Coalition, and to the listeners, and I'm here from Addis Ababa, Gabriel Joseph Shadar. Bye-bye.